going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wiggle. I like this song very much so. Oh, this ain't Wiggle. Is this Wiggle?
I don't know.
With Future, right? Yeah. Wiggle with Future.
I like it.
With Future? Oh, I said Wiggle. Not Wicked.
Oh, Wicked.
Yeah. Well,
I like your version of it.
I like mine too.
Yeah, wiggle, like a wiggle, remix. Wiggle. Yours is a remix.
I like saying Wiggle. He might not be saying Wiggle. I don't know.
Wiggle's better.
Yeah.
All right. Hour number two here on a Monday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle. Just a couple of minutes away from right now. We'll continue to react to the entire draft from the Atlanta Falcons and the entire draft from the entire league. We'll get back into some more specific NFC South draft conversation in about 20 minutes. Look at what the rest of the teams in the division did, and then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
I'm telling you, dude, we talk about just like the pressures of first pitch at Major League Baseball game. They showed a clip of Shams Charania doing at the Cubs game. Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good. Would never thought Shams has an arm like that, but I mean, it wasn't a strike or anything.
But he didn't. But he embarrassed himself.
Yeah. I think that is always the point. Do not embarrass your damn
self. He also threw from the mound too.
You like
instead
that
instead of cowering out and throwing from in front of it. You know, go from the mound.
Have you ever had that pressure on you before, Bo?
What, to throw out a first pitch
in front of all the people?
I'm not famous enough to have done that.
It's a lot of pressure. Now, there wasn't nobody. It was a Marlins game when I was there. It was a Marlins day game.
Oh, you didn't stand on the mound?
Yes.
You did stand on the mound.
I told you, I did the lob. It wasn't no leg kick or nothing.
But you were on the mound?
Yes.
Okay.
But it was a lob.
I thought you didn't like what Bo said because you didn't stand on the mound.
Oh, No. But there's a lot of pressure because some dudes, when they get up on that mound, it's something like takes over them.
Like, but at least if you make a bad throw, like
you could say I was on the mound.
From the mound and not from
like
the mound.
Like exactly. A spirit went up through their legs, like, oh, I have to do the leg kick here? No, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, you don't.
And you didn't because you didn't want to.
No, because
if I ever am blessed with the opportunity to throw out a first pitch, I'm doing the leg
kick. But that was the thing about it.
My leg's coming up.
I'm
doing the whole windup.
They were like, you want to stand out here in front of the mound? I said, no, I'll go on the mound. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay. And so, I mean, it was just real. It was like, what do you call it, soft toss?
Yeah.
Exactly what it was.
Right, which is the general approach that most people take, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Soft toss.
Nothing wrong with that. I'd get up there. I would toe the rubber. I would probably bring my glove. Okay. And I would look in for the sign. I would milk it. Like I would make a whole production of the thing. Of course I would. It was like a rare opportunity to have that many people looking at me. I like that. I like when I have all those eyes on me. You know what I mean? I'm a stage presence guy.
All right. Okay. Until you got to get out there. That damn. And from the Andy and Randy show, it's Andy Bucker.
I don't think, people are like, who? Because I don't think, look, I'll be honest about it. I don't think if I'm throwing out a first pitch, it's probably more like a Rome Braves game. You know what I mean? We're probably going to Rome doing something like that. Maybe we're going to Stripers. I'm not trying to aim too high.
I'm sure
that's AAA.
I'm sure there's been plenty of people that people just have hung about.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
Probably. But yeah. I'm not worried about the huh. I'm getting out there, and I'm standing on the mound, and I'm going to do the leg kick, and I'm going to fire that bad boy. You know?
Don't matter where it happen.
Don't matter.
And hopefully I don't mess up, because that would be very embarrassing to throw a bad pitch. But I got pretty good arm. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to get signed or anything, but I'm going to get out there. I'm not going to embarrass my family.
Another one of those things where it's further than you think.
Yeah, 60 feet, 6 inches.
But with that pressure, though.
No, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying. I just am not. I just think I'd be okay. I'm not saying I think I'm not going to break off a 97-mile-an-hour cutter and have them be like dancing like Henry Rowan Gardner. It's not going to be Rookie of the Year. But I'll go out there, throw a strike.
Find me that arm!
Juice is throwing out a first pitch, and I have not. She's
really?
Throwing a first pitch in a Norcross high school game.
Well,
she wanted to throw it underhanded. She did.
She's probably more
famous than her dad.
Yeah, she's
that's true.
She's the one who's doing the work right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's more famous than her dad.
She's the one who's out there striking everybody out right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. All right, NFL No Huddle every day to lead the noon hour. The draft is now behind us. All 32 teams have made all of their selections. The Falcons made 5, and I feel good about it. I know, and this is your prerogative if you want to. You can get mad about draft grades. You don't have to. You can. I think the Falcons had a nice draft.
I thought you did too.
I think they addressed the needs. They only had 5 picks, so what are you going to do? You're not going to revamp your entire team. But I don't think they needed to revamp their entire team. They needed to revamp their pass rush.
Right.
And they went after it in the first round, so I love it.
I think they did a good job. I mean, because and something we mentioned in the last hour, we know who these guys are. We've seen them play. We've seen them manhandle people. We saw the guy that they picked number 15 overall. Well, there's a guy in the first round tackle that he just abused. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, but it's all about fitting them into where they how it's all about where you put them at to be successful in this defense. But as you said, Brick already said that they're going to put Jalen, let him master the pass rush part now. Let him do that right there, and then we'll add all the other stuff on to make him a moving chess piece type player. But right now, we don't need to do none of that right now. Now, eventually, we're going to do that.
Sure.
But then I'm like, eventually, if you want to do that, well, what if he's kicking ass off the edge?
Yeah, what if he's got 17 sacks a year?
Yeah, why are we going to do something different?
Well, let him freelance or whatever. Yeah. Do whatever you want, but start with the edge, which is what they're going to do.
Yes.
Let him display his talents there. And if he's doing great, and then you're like, again, you're right. Like, if he's doing great at that, just let him keep doing that.
Yeah.
You know, don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, he's gonna have to work. You know, and one of the biggest things about him is the edge, because people talk about how he's not a bigger, longer athlete and everything like that. But I've played against not long defensive ends. Those are the worst ones.
Yeah.
When they got that speed, the power, and because they already have the damn leverage on you because they're bigger than them.
Right.
Those are the worst dudes to play against.
James Pierce is
the worst dudes.
Big
to play
ass
against.
Dude.
Worst. Like, guy to play against.
Because, right, that's what they would say about Jalen Walker. But then I saw him, they had a lot of pictures of the two of them together. Mm-hmm. Like, Jalen's not small.
No, he's not a small guy. No.
James Pierce is humongous.
Yes.
That guy's an absolute giant.
Yes.
Like, and that's, they also have him too.
Yes.
So you got a variety of types of pass rushers, not only here already, but the guys in the first round. I was thinking about this just because some of the conversation we had leading into it was after the draft, then maybe you could start thinking about Kirk Cousins and where you might move him. Well, the Browns took 2 quarterbacks.
Yes, they did.
Like, they took Dylan Gabriel in the 3rd round, and then they took Shedeur Sanders in the 5th round.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 young quarterbacks Kirk didn't want to have to deal with.
Exactly. So,
are they off the board now?
Does he view them as a threat to him? I don't know. I don't know what Kirk Cousins
What a weird thing to do.
It's a weird thing to do, and it seemed to me like the Browns had to do it. They felt like they had to do it or something because Shedeur was dropping to – whatever reason, I mean, that for some reason, that was the question that everybody kept texting me. Why is he picked it? Hell, I don't know. But I know one thing.
I don't know.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It's a very weird situation. Why Shedeur wasn't drafted until he was drafted?
It's not very often that, like, universally the NFL draft community agrees that a guy is a first round, maybe early second round draft pick.
Yes.
And he falls to the 5th round.
It's weird.
It is. It doesn't
is weird,
really happen.
And we could talk about
without there being like a oh my god, huge bombshell trouble off the field, and that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. Yeah. So it's like the interview thing comes back. His daddy's input. He is not a 5th round quarterback off talent. It was something else to go on in it. But he's in the house. He's a Pittsburgh. And don't be surprised if he's a Brown starting quarterback. I would not be surprised because he's better than Dylan
he's
Gabriel.
He's better than Dylan Gabriel.
He's better than Gabriel, all right?
Yeah.
He's better than Kenny Pickett.
He's better than Kenny Pickett.
And Joe Flacco is old as hell.
Joe Flacco.
So
is
I would
old.
Not be surprised if Shedeur is the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns this upcoming season.
It wouldn't surprise me either, but it does to me feel like Kirk Cousins is probably not a Browns
fit. So now. Does he go with the
Steelers? The Steelers are the ones that make the most sense to me now.
Okay.
Because they haven't addressed the starting quarterback need. They drafted Will Howard, right?
Yes.
They drafted Will Howard in the sixth, but that, to me, if I'm Kirk, like, that's not a threat,
right?
What was already there, I don't really consider to be a threat.
No. Kenny Pickett? I mean, right? Mason Rudolph?
Yeah.
No.
So, I don't know. I mean, do it.
They kept George Pickens, and they got DK Metcalf. Go get you a quarterback, man. Go get you a quarterback. Now, it'd be interesting to see Kirk Cousins in a an Arthur Smith offense. Because y'all going to get him a quarterback
right
here.
God, it's amazing how the vines are just all so interconnected.
I know.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, Arthur Smith was here. They didn't get him a quarterback. He leaves. They get Kirk. That didn't work out either. And then those two guys are going to meet up
and work together
on the other side of the road in Pittsburgh potentially. And again, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But after the draft, they're the ones that still need a guy, right?
Yep.
And they're the ones that didn't take a competition for Kirk, which he doesn't want.
Yes.
They don't want to deal with a young guy.
Yeah.
So they don't have that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we kind of always. No, not
that's
say,
my prediction is that he goes
always,
to Pittsburgh.
We just knew that it was going to be a situation where you were going to have to get next year's compensation for Kirk Cousins. And I think it goes down to, like, can Atlanta find somebody to pay down that money? Now, you might be up the creek and just have to just swallow it. But at the same time, you know, you can, you know, because you have said, and I do believe them when they say they're comfortable with him on the roster. I don't think they want him on the roster, though.
No, they don't.
Yes, I think that's the most important thing. They don't want him on this roster.
No, I mean, if that's what ends up having to be the case, then that's what happens.
Right.
But to me, you got to, I mean, some positive momentum now.
Yes.
Like, that draft was exciting, especially the first round. You got a Georgia guy. You got a young stud quarterback that's the future now. Turn the page, get behind him. We don't need to muddy it up with this lingering Kirk Cousins nonsense in the background.
Yeah, man.
Move on from it.
Yep.
And let's push forward. That's what I would do.
I love it, man. I love it. Some dogs got drafted. Andy, we know about the four they're going in the first round. Tate Ratledge going to the damn Lions.
I just love it
Are you serious? You're going to put him at right guard or whatever guard position with those two tackles? And that's
I just love it so
much. Oh, my God.
For him and them and
Yes, I love the Dylan Fairchild. I got a chance to go to Cincinnati. Obviously, Arian Smith, he was the one guy I was talking about. Like, I want to see where Arian goes. And he goes, to the Jets. Etienne's going to stay close to with the Panthers. And, you know, it was Smile Monday to the Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't have a draft without getting one Georgia guy in Philadelphia. The Lions came back, too. They obviously, Tate Ratledge, like you mentioned, in the second. Dan Jackson in the seventh.
Oh, damn, man.
Dominic Lovett in the seventh as well. So they tripled up on some Georgia guys.
Congratulations, Dan. First of all, congratulations to all the dogs. But congratulations to Dan, man. I mean, you were going to talk about just worked his ass off and got an opportunity. Didn't go to the combine or anything like that. Love it.
Where did the center go? Jared Wilson. Patriots.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
They have no center.
No. Yeah. Well, now they do.
Yep. Yeah. And I tweeted it out because it was a pick, two picks before the damn Falcons, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
When they went Will Campbell in the first round.
Yep.
Look at them.
I was like, God daggone Patriots.
I like the Patriots draft. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, you got to protect the kid.
Yeah. No, I mean, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, that's savvy drafting right there. Let me sneak a peek here and see who else they got. Oh, they got Travion Henderson, too? Dang.
Yeah, man.
Look at that. Kyle Williams, wide receiver from Washington State. He's really good. Wow, nice draft, Patriots. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk about the NFC South draft class. What do the other teams in the division do outside of the Atlanta Falcons? Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this: flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, there we go. We're going to get through the Monday.
What do you mean?
You know how you get the Mondays after. Yeah, sometimes you get the Mondays, man. So this right here is how you go and kick down the window, kick down the duck, kick down the wall.
Yeah, come on.
You know what I mean?
It's a great Monday.
Great.
This is an awesome weekend.
Alive.
The NFL draft, NBA playoffs, Braves won a series. I had so much fun this weekend. All I did was have fun this weekend.
That's great.
Went to your house, had a great time in the backyard, pool, got to see everybody. Kids got in. Obviously, it's so much fun when all of our kids are all together because they don't all get to see each other all that often. But, like, you know, Jack and Bash are kind of playing a little bit, and that's kind of fun. And obviously, Lily and Juice are in the pool together having a good time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like,
it was a good time.
When she sees her, she just lights
up. She loves
it. It's so great. She loves Olivia.
She loves that damn juice, boy.
She does.
And every time I see Juice, she's like, did you get taller?
She does.
Yes, every time I see her, she gets taller. I'm like, okay, stop. Stop growing. Because then you start, you know, I can't wait for her to see eye to eye. I think she's going to be tall as Bo. That's the one thing I just never wanted was any of my children to look me eye to eye.
So far, so good. But so Samson's so coming but Samson's for you, man. For like, yeah. Samson's big, man. Yeah. Speaking of bigger, every time I see somebody, that guy, he's going to be fully grown.
It don't matter because I will put him through the wall still.
He was putting people through the wall at that pool basketball
dude
on Saturday. Goodness big gracious. I felt bad for his cousins. And I was like, dude, and he was telling them about it. I was like, ease up, man. Like, this is your loved one.
Yeah, yeah. Like, get some of that.
He's like, come on, little boy. Like, I'm back you down. I was like, dude, come on. Like, that's your little cousin. Quit dunking on him.
He did not care, dog.
He was bullying people.
If you were in the pool, you could get it too.
Yeah, he would have dunked on Jack and told him about it. Jack's 1 year old.
He probably would have.
Jack wanted to get in there and play, though. That's all he wanted to do was get that basketball and get in the pool.
That face, boy. That Jack face. That's like, look at my boy.
Jack's face was jacked up on
Saturday.
I thought
he had a sty.
He had a mosquito bite on his cheek. He had a sty on his eyelid. Yeah. Yesterday fell and hit his chin, so his chin's busted up.
Damn, boy.
He looked like he's been fighting people. That's what happens when your name is Jack. Yeah, he's got a tough face. Yeah.
Not Jacks. You
know? Not Jacks.
With
no.
An X.
It's a, you know what? I mean, look. Yeah, I'm not saying everybody named Jacks would steal their dad's iPad and prank call Shedeur Sanders, but like, it was a lot less likely if they just named him Jack.
Yep. But I'm just saying, like, I just
got to name him
and
Jack,
I promise myself that I wasn't going to harp on it because I said what I had to say earlier, kick him in the nuts and be going about it. But I'm just hard as a father in that situation.
That's exactly what I thought about.
Yep.
Because
this is a grown man.
It's a 21-year-old man. Like, whatever. It's a 21-year-old.
Yes.
He can do all of his rights are the same as every other grown-up.
Yes.
He can drink. He can vote. He could go to war. That's a man. Like, that's a grown-up.
He's going to have it's going to be a body print in my living room wall.
It would have to
him.
Be.
Because I'm going to grow. Oh, yeah.
It would have to be. Yeah. Like, I just, again, like, there's no, you know, I'm not saying, like, send him to prison for life. No. But it's just like, what a dumb, mean-spirited, like, cruel thing to do that also took multiple steps. So spare me the accident, whatever. No, it wasn't. It wasn't an accident. No. It was a decision that was made, a multi-step decision that was made. People don't know what we're talking about. Jeff Ulbrich, the Falcons defensive coordinator, his son, Jax, somehow got access to the iPad, the team-issued iPad that has, like, the NFL Rolodex or something on it. Like, I didn't know all this stuff
existed. I didn't know all this existed either.
Yeah, and then the NFL, I guess, gives you phones to communicate on the draft so people aren't calling your other phone, whatever. But he got access to the number, and him and his buddies videoed him prank calling him, pretending to be the Saints general manager on Friday. So the second day of the NFL draft where he didn't expect to be. Prank called him, told him he got drafted. Ultimately, it wasn't true. And it's like, it's just mean.
Yeah.
This is like a really mean, but terrible thing to do.
But that sure does. He handled it and everything like that and moved on. And I saw the crappy ass Instagram, whatever thing. Like, man, go kick rocks.
What do you mean?
About him apologizing and all that other crap. Go kick rocks. Go kick damn rocks. Yeah, we know you didn't write that. We know you didn't write that. But, goes on.
A lot of Jacks drafted, though. That was my point of that. J-A-C-K. Yeah. A lot of Jack. Falcons got one.
Yeah, man.
Got themselves a Jack in the seventh.
A lot of good kids.
A lot of Jalen's drafted.
A lot of Jalen's. We always
there was
talk
one
about
team that drafted three Jalen's and a Jaden.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Texans.
Texans drafted three Jalen's and a Jaden.
Yeah, let me hang on a second here. I can verify that. I'm pretty sure that that's true.
Is Jalen in the Bible somewhere that we don't know?
I don't know. Okay. It's the newest one. It's the newest apostle or something like that. They added him.
Yeah, was it with Jalen?
And he's got that haircut where it's tight on the sides and then kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of puffed out on top.
Out yeah,
because every Jalen has the same haircut.
Yeah, so I'm like,
they drafted Jaden Higgins in the second round. Okay. That was their first pick. And then back-to-back Jalen's in the third round, Jalen Noel and Jalen Smith, and then drafted a guy named Woody Marks. So there's still Woodies out there. Okay. I like that. And then went back to the Jalen well in the sixth round and drafted a guy named Jalen Reed.
Wow.
So three Jalen's and a Jaden.
Wow.
Well done.
That's crazy. That's crazy,
and
man.
Then they took Graham Mertz in the sixth as well. They got Graham Mertz. They had a million draft picks. They had a lot of draft picks in Houston.
They
didn't have a first round draft pick.
I wonder if that's the one from Will Anderson when they had to come out and get it.
Must have been that one. Yeah, but they had two second round draft picks, two third round draft picks, a fourth, two sixth, and two sevenths.
Didn't they move back in the first round? Because then we start the draft with all 32 teams having their original first-round pick.
They did, and then immediately the Browns and the Jags made that trade.
That's what it was. Okay.
For Travis Hunter to go to Jacksonville. And then the Browns took Mason Graham, which I thought was a great pick.
I like it.
They just got weird later in the draft when they took Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, which I don't know really exactly what they're doing, but they're the Browns. So the Browns do stuff like that. As for the teams that are in the NFC South, the other three teams in the NFC South outside the Falcons, thank you to the Panthers for taking Tet McMillan at 8, because I think that set into place the ability for Jalen Walker to be there at 15.
Gotcha.
A lot of people had them taking Jalen Walker at 8, so when they didn't do that, that kind of snowballed towards Jalen being there at 15. So I think that's the Falcons' benefit. I think Tet McMillan's a really good player.
Yes.
And kind of the big body that that Bryce needs down there. They also got Nick Scorton in the second round, or Scout in the second round. He's a guy, an edge rusher from Texas A&M that Greg Cosell told us that he really liked.
He liked
unprompted, talked about how much he liked him. So, if he's right, which he normally is, Panthers got a good player there.
Yeah, I think that, you want to put as many playmakers around your young quarterback as possible. Went out and drafted Leggett last year. Now you bring, like you said, the bigger X-type receiver to go along with him. Saints needed everything, man.
They did.
They need everything.
The Tyler Shuck in the second round thing is weird.
I don't understand that.
I don't know why he'd do that.
I don't understand why people are so high on him. This dude is old, and he is coming off a couple of knee injuries and things like that. But, yeah, I didn't understand the Tyler Shuck thing. A lot of people talked him up, though.
Yeah.
You were hearing close to the draft. Maybe somebody comes in the back end of the first to get him.
Yeah, and look, going in the second where he did is not that far off.
From the 40.
I mean, again, I know people have said this, but maybe you haven't heard it. I know you have, but maybe people out there haven't. Tyler Shuck was Justin Herbert's backup at Oregon.
Yes, that's how long he's been.
Like, that's how long he's been in college. Yes. And he's bounced around a bunch of different spots, but, ended up at Louisville to get drafted. I mean, the guy's going to be 26 by the time the season starts next year.
Yeah,
which, is a little bit more common now than it used to be with guys' eligibility and the COVID year and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I just don't know what their plan. That's a second round draft pick.
Yes,
that's a really big deal.
They're looking at him as a quarterback.
They would have to be.
Also, I like the Panthers. I'm glad the Trevor Etienne got drafted. But I mean, you just gave Hubbard all that bread. And then you went out and got Dowdle from Dallas to be the – so, yeah, that would be – that's an interesting one. But, yeah, the Saints, I mean, Kevin Banks, you can't – I mean, very good tackle. Obviously, you needed help everywhere. The Bucs, we talked about this on Friday. Emeka Abuka going to be a first-round pick. Mike's – how much longer is Mike going to play?
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're kind of starting to –
you got Chris Godwin coming off of injury, and how long is – how long, much longer is Michael?
Yeah, so they've spent draft picks the last couple of years. They got Jalen McMillan from Washington last year, I think in the third round. And he had a pretty nice rookie season. Obviously got a lot more targets once Godwin got hurt. But it seems like they're kind of setting up their future at the receiver position with those really talented guys that have been there for a long time, maybe being at the back end of their career. The thing about Emeka Abuka is everybody just raves about what a technician he is as a player, but just what a culture guy he is the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, everybody loves that guy. Like, universally, like, the number one most raved about, like, character guy in the first round. So they got a good guy there. Benjamin Morris in the corner out of Notre Dame.
Love him.
Is a good, yeah, he's a really good player, too. And then they got Tez Johnson, wide receiver out of Oregon. I know it's a seventh-round draft pick, so who knows what it'll be. But that dude's a burner, man.
Dude, he like, can fly.
Him and Bo Nix had some really good moments a couple years ago when Bo Nix was there. He's a really good player.
Yeah, they signed Shiloh. Shiloh went there also as an undrafted free agent.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's where Shiloh signed.
Okay. Shiloh Sanders.
Yeah, that's where he signed it also. But, I mean, you look at it, I mean, I still think you look at all the teams. I'll give Baker the heads up as the best quarterback in the South because you've seen more from him at the pro level.
Until Penix takes it because he's only played three games.
Yes.
Baker's more proven for sure.
Don't know what the hell the Saints are going to do.
Well, then there's like the report from Derek Carr today. He was like, yeah, my shoulder do have an injury. I've got the MRI to prove it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay.
Do they not believe him?
Great. What's the point?
Yeah. Do they not believe him?
I don't know. What are we supposed to get from that?
I don't know, man.
Congratulations.
It's a weird ass thing.
Well, because people thought maybe they were lying to try to throw a smoke screen about what they were going to do at 9 or something like that. And Derek's like, nah, I'm hurt. See, look, here's the X-ray. Cool.
He covers it. Now, one thing about D. Carr, he covers himself. He covers his ass.
What's he covering his ass from?
I don't know, man. They can't cut him. They guaranteed this contract when they negotiate.
Yeah, man's going to get $50 million this year. You're good. You don't have to tell us.
Does he not want to play?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy.
Good.
Here's the other thing about the Jalens.
Yeah.
Everybody spells Jalen different.
Yes.
It's like the new Sean. Because I know everybody knows 100 Seans.
My son is S-H-A-W-N.
S-H-A-W-N.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I had a best friend growing up that spelled it like that, like Sean Kemp.
Yeah.
But then there's S-H-A-U-N, right?
Yeah.
That happens. There's S-E-N, pretty common, like Sean Thompson, we used to work with. That's
how the
common.
Hell you get Sean out of S-E-A-N, though?
I don't know. How does the S become Sh?
That has always been my question about that. Name that spelling of Sean is how do you get Sean?
Because when you're
a
kid and you see it the first time, you think it's seen.
Yeah,
seen.
I know I did.
And then the Mariners had a guy named Sean Figgins, and he spelled it C H O N E, which is the weirdest one that I've ever seen. So there's a lot of different types of Seans, but then now Jalen's, there's like J A L E N. The guys that the Texans got, J A Y L I N. I think Jalen Johnson here in Atlanta is J A Y L E N. Right? There's a lot of different types of
Jalen. Yeah, man, but it's a lot of them.
Spell it however
it's
you want,
a lot of
I guess.
It's a lot of them. I wonder if we could research what is the most common name in the NFL.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a crack research team on that.
Sick Abe on that one.
Sick Abe.
I'm sure Abe's got more important stuff to do than that, but maybe he could look it up.
Yeah, because, that's right, because I saw today, is today the original registration for the Peace Tree? Are you doing the Peace Tree this year?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, but I usually register later. Last year, I registered the night before, which is why I was in wave.
Yeah, look at Abe. Look at
it. I was in wave, like, W or something like that.
So earlier, what you got, Bo?
Take a wild guess.
The most common?
Most common name?
Yeah. It's probably one of the most common names in the world.
John.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Take a wild guess what the most common last name is.
Smith.
Smith.
Also correct.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And there probably even is a John Smith that's in the NFL. But Jalen's got to be
like
coming for it.
3% of the players in the NFL are named John.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Jalen's coming.
Jalen's coming for
Jalen's coming. Because remember, years ago, it was like there was a wave of Shaqs, you know?
God, yeah.
There was a Shaq on every college football team in America. And then that's kind of.
They went to Kobe for a while.
So it was Kobe for a while. And yeah. I was waiting for the LeBrons, but we haven't had it.
Yeah. I've only known one LeBron, and we went to Georgia together.
And he was older than, yeah. or is yeah. older than yes. LeBron James.
Yeah,
so he was the first LeBron.
Yeah, so that's the only LeBron I know.
Yeah, but I just thought there'd be a wave of LeBrons, but there haven't been.
Yeah. But I think
they're all Jalen's.
But yeah, but can you ball? That's the biggest thing. Yeah, I don't care what your name is. Like, what was the guy's name? Tonka?
Tonka Hemingway.
Tonka Hemingway.
That's a badass name.
Yeah, yeah.
Defensive tackle from South Carolina.
Look,
I don't know who drafted him, but that's a great Tonka. Name. Tonka Hemingway, man.
Tonka.
That's like big dudes in football get the best names.
They should.
Because they get, you know, like that. You get like Truck.
Yes. You know what we call
Tonka.
Leonardo or Leo or something.
No.
Raffy.
Why don't you just name him Ninja Turtles?
Raffy.
Michelangelo.
What do we got? Donatello. What the hell we call it Raffy last week?
Raffy?
I was making fun of somebody like I used to. I was like, Raffy.
I don't know.
Oh, God. It was somebody. Somebody did something stupid. I said, we're going to call him Raffy. It'll come back to me.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it'll come back to me. It'll come back
that
to me.
That has to be your favorite Ninja Turtle, though, right, Raphael? Well,
yeah, because that's me.
Yeah.
Yes. So everybody
cool
else,
but rude.
Everybody else says that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely the red Ninja Turtle.
Yes.
There's no question about that. There's no question about that.
Yes.
I'm Donatello. I always liked Donatello. Purple. Huskies. Go Huskies.
Okay.
Kind of headstrong, but
carries a big stick.
Has a big stick.
Yeah.
Talk quietly, carry a big stick.
Yes.
I'm kind of the opposite.
What
was that?
Got a little bit of Braves news that's just coming across. Now, we knew about Ian Anderson. How about this one, though? In addition to Ian Anderson reporting, the team has optioned outfielder Jared Kelnick to the Gwinnett Stripers.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about
they have signed Eddie Rosario.
Get the hell out of here. Get out of here.
To a major league contract.
Are you serious?
The Braves tweeted it.
Oh my God. Like,
they know they're like the same guy, right?
We're done with Jesse, right?
No,
no,
Jesse
no.
Be back.
He got DFA, but he'll be back.
Okay.
Like no one's gonna sign him.
Eddie Rosario, cool ass, eyebrow waxed Eddie.
Yep,
laser eyed Eddie.
Manicure, yeah. LASIK Rosario.
Way to go. Way to go.
Did he get a 2-for-1 deal when he got his LASIK and they also lasered his eyebrows too?
Oh my gosh.
Just while you're up there.
This is like the I'm
does Alex Anthopoulos know that you can like branch out?
Yeah, there's other guys.
It's a lot you're allowed.
There's other guys.
You know, just because somebody gets rid of a guy that you
all
know.
All about familiarity, man.
I guess so.
All right, who's the next former Brave? Who's the next former Brave to come back?
Jock Peterson's off to a terrible start.
Yeah.
But man, he might get cut. You never know. He's off to a terrible start this year.
This is partially a joke, partially not. On that baseball trip I texted you guys. I saw former Brave starter Alan Winans, and he was lights out.
Okay. At what level?
It was AAA.
Okay. All right.
Lights
that's not
out.
Far, but that's not far. What's Tukey up to? Angels. Pitches for the Angels.
Yeah. All right. I'm going with Charlie, because y'all tell me Charlie's stacking it up there.
Charlie's bad, man. Charlie's not good. But Charlie still has a little bit of money over there in Baltimore, right? Like, they got to ride it out.
Oh, okay.
I think.
It was like an $11 million deal.
Yeah.
One year.
Oh, okay. I think they kind of got to – you can't cut bait yet, you know. You got to wait till summertime probably and see if Charlie figures – you know Charlie. He's a warm
guy. He's a warm guy.
Yeah.
He's old, man.
He's old. Yeah.
He's old, man.
And it gets cold in Baltimore.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Eddie Rosario.
Damn Eddie Rosario.
I love Eddie Rosario. He's welcome anytime. Back page with Bo, brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Gigolo FRH, probably the most famous dressage horse in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
So there already is a horse named Gigolo.
Gigolo FRH passed away in 2009 when he was euthanized because of a leg injury, which I have many issues with.
Isn't that the worst?
Like, because three-legged horses can survive.
And also just like all the medical advancements we've made across the board.
That's funny.
We can't like get a horse a cast. We just got to shoot it still.
Yes, yes. That's like, man. Because y'all remember that damn track out there in California, all them damn horses turned up lame and everything. But I don't say why you got to. Just don't race them. But
so, Gigolo FRH is a Hanoverian gelding, which is a breed of horse.
What does FRH stand for?
I do not know that information. Okay. I guess that's just maybe that was the owner's name or the breeder's name or something like that. I don't know where they get the FRH part, though. But Gigolo FRH, check this out, actually won a gold medal Did not know this either, that horses compete in the Olympics and they get gold medals and stuff.
And dressage is like horse dancing, right?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Damn, the perfect good, event just for to a make horse sure named Gigolo.
Everybody knows what we're talking about. Yeah. So Gigolo is a horse dancer.
Gigolo is a horse dancer and won gold in Atlanta.
I'm there for
1996.
All that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
There you go. But there is no Gigolo FRH anymore. So if y'all want to name a horse Gigolo and pimp it out.
Yeah, because that name's there for the taking. It's like, them dudes are so rich. Like, they spend so much money on these damn horses. And you're like, God. Like, the guy was telling me, telling the story about how much, like, just the upkeep of one horse?
Oh, sure.
And you got a damn stable full of them?
Oh, I had no idea. And I know it's not like Kentucky or whatever, yeah. But I had no idea that there was such a horse. Like community culture in Atlanta, north of town, like up in Milton, in that area, yeah, up north of here. You turn down like one road, and all of a sudden, it's just stables and money.
Can people
and it's
ride
like, holy crap!
Like down the street,
legally, yes. That's actually a thing going on in Atlanta right now that people are trying to get outlawed because these horses people are riding horses through the streets of Atlanta. And if you watch videos of these things, these horses are freaking terrified. You're riding horses down in the middle of downtown around buses and traffic and all kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't do that. It's probably
I don't think I would
idea.
Do that either. Like, go to a pasture.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Brett, Raffy was Rafael Iglesias. That's what it was. I was calling
him. Oh, you're calling him Raffy.
Yeah, I was calling him Raffy. That's right.
No, okay. Fair enough.
Appreciate it.
Call him whatever you want at this point.
Appreciate it, Brett.
Speaking of people being mad about riding horses, that was a perfect little segue because the PETA people are at it again. They let it die down after 2021, but they're bringing back the arm barn. Somebody from PETA jumped into the MLB social media guys' DMs over the weekend suggesting they stop using the term bullpen. But in this time, instead of actually wanting arm barn, they're taking suggestions on what do we call bullpens these days.
Dude, so. Arm barn is awesome. Like, that's such a great, funny name for a bullpen anyway.
Only if you put it on a golf cart.
So at least something funny came out of it the first time. But yeah, they oftentimes have their priorities mixed up.
Hey, and speaking of PETA, we have a winner of the Great American Sperm Race.
Oh, I forgot about that.
USC student Tristan beat UCLA student Asher in the first ever
Asher and Tristan
sperm race.
I got a nephew named Tristan, so okay. I love that name.
Tristan's good. Asher? Tough.
The event actually had
my nephew's name. Careful, fellas.
Love Asher too.
There's probably a lot of people out there with names we make fun of, so I probably better chill.
Because they will come for.
There's probably some good Jaxes out there. You know, we've been killing Jax today. You know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So Tristan from USC gets to take home his big gold sperm trophy.
Would you put that on the mantle?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to be proud of that, right?
Well, my sperm trophies are named Lily and Jack.
Lily and Jack. So. put that on a t-shirt right there.
So I don't know how many different ways we can mention the name Jax on the radio today, but it's going to be brought up several other times. Well, here is a more positive story. This one's actually very, very cool. This one's about Jackson Dart, though. This is Jackson Dart getting a haircut. Talking about a conversation or an interview that he had during the NFL Combine. So he had not been drafted by the Giants yet.
So at the Combine, they'd ask you about your story, and they would be like, okay, like, if you could train with anybody, past or present, who would it be? And everybody was saying Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, Joe Montana. Right. Well, they asked me that question, you know who I said? I said Jameis Winston.
There you go.
I said Jameis. I want to trade Jameis.
I'm always going to choose Jameis. I don't care what none of y'all say.
Bro, if you really pay attention to his workouts, though, he is, like, grinding. I feel like he would be, like, the best teammate.
There you go. Now you get to find out.
You got to find out.
He does some pretty unique workouts.
He does. But that damn ball. Jameis, there's nobody funnier than that guy right there.
His trainer's like hitting him with a broom.
Who was the guy that got drafted? Was Jackson Dart the one that dog jumped all over the dog that wanted to get into?
No, that was Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck. Okay. Now who was that next to Tyler?
That's his girlfriend.
Probably his lady. You don't let nobody just if that ain't your mama, you don't let no random sit by.
It might have been his mom. She looked like a little bit older.
Oh, you think so?
I'm not sure. I don't want to disrespect.
Oh, I thought it was his lady.
I thought she was nice looking.
Yeah, I thought it was a lady.
Okay, I couldn't tell.
I was just assuming. I don't know that for a fact. I was just assuming it was his girlfriend too.
Yeah, I thought it was later.
I don't know.
So you may not know the name Bowen Harbuck, but Bowen Harbuck is the young man that made the Falcons' seventh-round pick of Jack Nelson on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So he is a young man that caught strep throat, ended up having a like some kind of blood disease where they had to amputate his arm.
Oh, no.
Here's Bijan Robinson making the phone call to this young man, telling him he's going to take him to Wisconsin to make the Falcons' seventh-round draft pick.
What's up, Bowen? This is Bijan, bro.
Pretty cool story.
Hey, first off, I just want to say I'm praying for you. I know that, you know, some unfortunate stuff happened, but you know what? We're going to bounce back even better than what we were. But, hey, I have a surprise for you, bro. So, you're about to make the pick at the 2025 NFL Draft on Saturday. I need you to be ready. I need you and your family to get ready to go to Green Bay. You guys are about to have the best time. You're about to make, you know, one of our best players that we might ever have. You're about to make that pick. And I hope I meet you one day. I hope, you know, me and you just dap it up, have a conversation, and, you know, keep it on going from there. But, man, praying for you. Hope you have a great time on Saturday, and we'll see you soon.
And here's how he did.
With the 218th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select
Jack Nelson, tied tackle from Wisconsin.
Rise up!
Before this happened, he had to have his arm amputated. He was a lacrosse player, football player, multi-sport athlete.
Oh, wow. I loved it. I loved that day. I think it was in the third round or the fourth round where they were letting, like, they were all in overseas team towns or whatever, announcing the draft picks and everything.
That's cool.
So I thought that was really cool.
That's really cool.
That was really, really cool.
Green Bay, hell of a job hosting the draft, by the way.
Didn't it look good?
Yeah. It looked
I love where the two players that they drafted, because remember they drafted the kid in the first round, but then that kid that waited out to the fourth, I think it was, and he got a chance to go out there. And then for Roger to come up there and give him like that hug, it wasn't a guest host or anything. It was actually Roger Goodell. I thought that was coolest thing ever. Coolest thing ever.
Yeah, so I'm ready for one to come to Atlanta. I guess when Centennial Yards gets pieced together, they may be a hell of a place for a draft party.
Because where is it next? It's not. It's another Pittsburgh, right? So It's traveling. Like, it's going to different cities. I would love it here. It would be great. Every event Atlanta has had, Atlanta has been amazing.
That should be one of the first events that they do down there.
I love it. I love the idea.
Got the
that.
Room for it.
Now we get, you know, no offense to, like, some cities are never going to get a Super Bowl. Like, Atlanta gets Super Bowls and stuff like that. So maybe they're giving it to cities that don't get Super Bowls. I mean, like, because Green Bay's never going to get a Super Bowl. I mean, Pittsburgh's never going to get a Super Bowl.
They said New York won't get one either. But it's crazy because it snowed. It was the whole thing about the New York City Super Bowl. It's going weather. Weather was fine.
It was fine.
It was just after the game. It was just after the game.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, you got a dome. You get coast. I mean, because Minnesota's had two Super Bowls.
Yeah, because they got a dome. Yeah. Detroit had one.
Twice.
Hey, be sure to listen to the Steakhouse all week long for our annual Spasadel Mother's Day giveaway. Spasadel will give away five $250 certificates, each including a 60-minute Swedish massage, which are the best ones, with her choice of rose or lavender body butter, followed by a floral facial. Pamper mom this Mother's Day with a gift certificate to Spasadel. It's what every mom wants. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.